Now, is Apple a victim of its own success or another firm hurt by the slowdown in China? The tech giant has reported lower than expected iPhone sales in the latest quarter. It sold 74.8 million iPhones in the 3 months to the end of December. A little earlier, I spoke to Adam Leshinsky, Fortune magazine writer and the author of the book Inside Apple. I put it to him that the 0.4% growth in shipments was the lowest since the phone was launched in 2007.
That's right. It virtually flat from the year before. And this was forecasted by many data points that Wall Street saw coming a mile away that Apple's suppliers were reporting poor results. So flat on flat, flat year on year. We should remember this is flat in the neighborhood of having shipped 74 million phones. They made $18 billion in profits in the quarter. Now, again, that's flat, and that's concerning. You don't want to be flat, but we shouldn't lose sight of what failure means at a company like Apple in 2016.
Well, absolutely, because is Apple here just a victim of its own success, the fact that sales were just so bumper in the year before?
Well, that's true, but they're a victim of other things. They're a victim of the fact that the smartphone market globally is getting saturated, certainly at the high end of it, which Apple occupies, and also that they are now even admitting that their growth in China, which has been tremendous, is slowing, as one would have expected, but Apple hadn't seen it before now.
Even though it still says that its growth in Greater China was around 14% in sales, so that's still pretty steady. But looking ahead, that's where perhaps more of the danger lies, where there's some more warning signs coming out.
That's absolutely right. Now, remember, some of this is a result of the strong dollar as well. That hurts Apple. But Apple also is looking forward. And the guidance that they gave for what their revenue would be in the coming quarter was well below what investors had expected it to be. And that is quite concerning. There's no two ways about that.
Is this to do with their product offering or simply a drop in global demand for all things tech? Like Apple?
Well, unfortunately, the answer to your question is yes. And so there is a drop in global demand for everything, not just tech. But they do have a product problem in that their newest product is the watch. It's successful, but not very successful. The iPhone has not changed dramatically. The iPad is declining. The Macintosh is declining for the first time in recent memory. And even Apple TV isn't what Apple had hoped it would be. So along with these global headwinds, they don't have that smash hit right now that is needed to account for gains at the tremendous size that they are.
Investors are looking for that smash hit, aren't they? But it could just be under wraps, because Apple is notoriously secretive.
They are secretive, and they are willing to invest for the long term. So we should remember that this has happened before. Apple did not have the torrid growth rate that we've seen in the last 6-7 years before the introduction of the iPhone. And in fact, the iPhone didn't start particularly fast. It started slowly with one cell phone carrier in the United States and then became the global phenomenon that we know it to be today. Apple can and will withstand some period of time where it doesn't have a smashing new product or rapid growth. They can't do it forever, but they can do it for a while.
Well, that was Adam Leshinsky, the author of the book Inside Apple. Well, those results came in after the bell on Wall Street. So what else has been moving the financial markets? A little earlier, I spoke to Joe Saluzzi, co-manager of trading at Themis Trading in New Jersey, and I asked him first why, after a wobbly start in early trading, screens turned from red to green.
It's surprising, but now, of course, again, it's still oil. Oil is still the story. Even it kind of superseded China today, and in the middle of the day, there was some rumor that OPEC members may be hinting at some sort of cooperation, and that sent the price of oil higher. And, you know, it's kind of bizarre. Not too long ago, higher oil would have meant a lower market, but now people want OPEC to raise the price of oil, but that really got the market going, and, you know, it was off to the races from there.
And so obviously the energy stocks have been taking a real beating recently, haven't they? They lifted, didn't they, as a result?
They did. A lot of the commodities actually were stronger today. Even the gold stocks were up. The dollar was weakening as well. But commodities have been beaten up. Like I said, oil and gold and copper have just been crushed over the last 6 months to a year. You know, they're finally getting a little bit of a bounce. And I do think actually a weaker dollar on this side helps that. And there, that's what's happening there is that, you know, people are anticipating the Fed again. The odds of a rate hike are keep going lower and lower, where right now they're predicting only a 23% chance of a rate hike in March. And so people are now thinking the Fed may be holding off due to, you know, global growth concerns, which is hurting the dollar and then helping commodity prices.
Still talk about oil, because even though it's above now $30 a barrel, it's not that much higher, is it, than 30? And a comparison came out today that actually a barrel of crude is about the same price as a whole Norwegian salmon. It certainly shows how far the oil price has fallen.
Yeah. There are quite a few comparisons now, but you're right. I mean, it's barely a blip when you see a rise like today. It was, you know, 3 percentage points. It really wasn't much, but it's been, you know, devastated. And we've seen this before. We've seen cycles go up and down, and the next thing you know, we could be rising for whatever particular reason. So I think you have to be careful. But people are hoping that there's, the stock market is bizarre. Like I said before, as bizarre as it is hoping for a bottom in oil and hoping to see that rise.
Well, that was Joe Saluzzi from Thunis Trading in New Jersey. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped to 282 points, or 1.8%, to 16,167. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 34 points at 59.11, and Brent crude, a benchmark for international oil, rose $1.3, or 4.3%, to $31.8 a barrel.